Heart of the Father about evangelism.
今天我们是第一周开始讲那个宣教的心。
Now, normally, for those that are new, I know you just seated down. Before we start, we want to read the Word of God standing up.
大家知道，通常的话，牧师讲到之前都要请大家站起来一起读圣经。
It's a bit of an exercise today.
在我们今天同样的一个好的。
But the reason why we stand up to read the Word of God is because we want to honor and respect the Word of God.
为什么大家需要站起来？因为我们需要尊敬。
上帝的话语。 And that is to say that the word of God has authority over all of us.
那就是说圣经的话语，圣经的权柄超过我们所有的一切。
Can I get an amen for that?
我们可以说阿们吗？
All right, let's read this together.
那我们一起念这圣经。
Now how are we going to do this?
那我们现在应该怎么读呢？
Because it's English and Mandarin.
因为是英文跟中文。
But our God is a God of order.
但我们的神是有秩序的神。
So what we're going to do?
我们现在怎么做呢？
We're going to read the verses in Mandarin first.
Okay, 我们现在先读中文。
Then only in English.
然后再读英文。
If you do not understand Mandarin,
如果你不知道中文的话，
You pray for the gift of tongues.
你就祈求上帝给你这个讲方言的能力。
Or you can just read the translation.
或者你可以读这个翻译在那边。
Are you ready, church?
大家准备好了吗？
At the count of three.
那我们到三。
One, two, three.
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，
要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。耶稣就用比喻说 ，English. Now the tax collectors and sinners.Were all drawing near to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them. So he told them this parable. So in this, we frame the context of the story.
所以在这里面我们这个故事我们要讲的这个经文已经做了一个构架。
And then we learn one thing about Jesus.
我们学到耶稣当中有一个事情。
Is that people, especially the sinners, like to draw near to Jesus.
Okay. 那些罪人，那些税吏都很喜欢跟耶稣在一起。
Amen. Any sinners here today?
我们今天这里有罪人吗？
We have a few honest ones.
我们是有几个有很特别受
到 The rest you can repent later.
那其他的呢？你可以等下悔改了。
I am a very big sinner.
我是一个最大的罪人。
Okay, let's 继续读。
Okay, 我们继续念下去。
You should translate to English when I say Mandarin.
Okay, we will continue on.
All right, Mandarin. 如果你们有人有一百只羊，走失了一只。难道他不暂时把那九十九只留在草场上，去找那只迷失的羊，一直到找这为止吗？ What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? 他找到后，会欢欢喜喜地把那只羊回家，并邀来朋友邻居说，我走失的羊找到了，来和我一同庆祝吧。 And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. When he comes home, he calls together with his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I found my sheep that was lost. 我告诉你们，同样一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，甚至比有九十九个不用悔改的义人还欢喜。Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Let us pray.
那我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence here today.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你今天跟我们同在。
We thank you for your precious word.
我们感谢你珍贵的话语。
And today you want to change us from the inside out.
我们今天要从内到外的改变。
Today you want us to know the heart of the Father.
你今天你要我们知道天父的心肠。
And you want us to follow the heart of the Father.
你要我们去跟随天父的天心肠。
I pray for every single individual in this room.
我在这里为每一位在这里的每一位弟兄姐妹祷告。
From the youngest to the oldest.
从最年轻的到最年长的。
That our hearts may be filled with the love of God.
用他们的心充满上帝的爱。
And they will be healed by you.
他们会被你得到医治。
And they will understand the truth of God.
他们会知道真实真理的上帝。
And we have a fresh encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要有很新鲜的、很亲近的跟神。
So in the name of Jesus,
所以我在主耶稣基督名里面
，I say to all distractions and the work of the enemy, be gone.
我命令所有一切敌人的一些的骚扰、一切的破坏工作离开这里。
Everything that is unclean and unholy be gone in the name of Jesus.
那个不洁净的、不圣洁的东西，命令你离开这个地方。
And Lord, here we are.
说主啊，我们现在在这里。
Your children and your servants are listening.
你的孩子、你的仆人在听你的话语。
So speak, O Lord.
所以请你讲，主啊。
In Jesus' name we pray.
在主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated in the presence of God.
大家请坐，在神的同在当中。
So today I want to talk to you about the heart for the lost.
所以今天我要跟大家分享为对失丧人的心。
And next week we have Daniel to talk about the different methods of outreaching to the lost.
下个星期会有丹尼尔弟兄跟大家分享用不同的方式向外传福音。
In the English service,
在英文的聚会当中。
In the Mandarin service, I'll be preaching.
在中文的聚会，牧师继续在那边继续讲。
And then on the third week, I will talk to you about the purpose of outreach.
那第三个星期呢，就跟大家分享为什么要去传福音。
Now, do you know in the heart of the Bible is about the greatest love story ever?
你知道了，在圣经的核心就是关于一个最伟大的爱的故事。
The big story of the Bible,
整个圣经的故事
is about God seeking after His people.
就关于神寻找他的子民。
And today we're going to look at the three different parables.
所以我们从今天我们从不同的比喻当中
all looking at the heart of God.
从这不同的比喻当中，我们看到神的心。
Have you ever lost something in your life?
你在你的生命当中有没有丢掉过一些东西呢？
I want to share a story with you.
我要跟大家分享一个故事。
Now, some of you may have really listened to this story before.
可能有些人听到过这个故事。
So please bear with me.
请你跟我忍耐在一起。
Now, first of all, actually, I want to congratulate all the year 12 students. If you are year 12 students, can you put up your hands?
我今天要庆祝12年级参加考试的那些学生。如果是12年级的学生，请你举起手。
I'm so happy that you are here.
我很高兴今天你在这里。
Ryan, you just finished your paper.
他刚刚考完他的考试。
Some of you that have not finished look very stressed.
有些人还没考完，看起来很紧张的。
But let me tell you this: you honor God, God will honor you.
但是我告诉你，你尊敬上帝，上帝也尊敬你。
So I'm so glad you're in the house of God today.
所以很高兴你今天在神的家中。
God bless you.
神赐福给你。
Let's give them a big round of applause to encourage them.
让给他们很大的掌声来鼓励他们。
So I'll tell you a story about that I have lost someone very precious before.
所以今天牧师要分享他丢失的一个非常珍贵的人。
My son is my oldest son is year 12.
牧师的大儿子是十二年级。
Year 12. Tomorrow he's having a legal studies exam.
明天要有法律的考试。
When he was around 3 or 4 years old.
当他三到四岁的时候
，We were at Knox Shopping Center.
他们在 Knox 一个购物中心。
It was me looking after him.
那个时候是牧师在看顾这个小男孩。
He was at the playground.
他在那个小孩的游乐场。
During that time, there is no gates around the playground. It was an open playground in the shopping center.
在那个时候，那个玩乐的地方呢，没有个圈起来的，只是开放的，大家可以走来走去。
So he was playing.
所以他在那边玩。
I was looking at him.
所以牧师在那边看着这小男孩。
He was playing.
然后他在那边玩。
I start looking at my phone.
然后牧师开始看着他的手机。
And then he's gone.
然后下一秒钟，小孩不见了。
So I looked around.
所以牧师在那边找，周围找。
He is not to be found.
他没有找到，没找到他。
I'm a new father.
那牧师是刚刚的新任的父亲。
My heart was pumping so hard.
那牧师的心跳得非常的紧促。
Where is my Timothy?
那他的真爱珍宝在哪里？
我的天安去了哪里？
Pastor just looking for his son.
Where is my Timothy?
I'm sorry. Nobody good.
So I look around.
所以牧师在那边，周围在那边找。
He's not there.
他不在那个地方。
I was so worried.
所以牧师真的非常的紧张。
So what do I do?
所以牧师在做什么呢？
What do you think I should do?
所以你想想你会怎么做？
I call my wife. Grace, very smart, Lisa.
大家都猜到了，丈夫不知道怎么做的时候，马上打电话给太太。
I said, dear.
他就说啊，亲爱的。
I have something to tell you.
我有一个很重要的事情告诉你。
I lost our son.
我丢掉了我们的孩子。
She was in a panic mode.
她真的非常的紧急的跳起来了。
I immediately regretted calling her.
他非常快，他就牧师非常后悔打电话给他太太了。
I put down the phone.
他把电话放下来。
I started praying.
然后牧师就开始祷告。
I say God.
他说神啊。
And I'm serious. This is actually what I pray generally. Say God.
他是非常严肃，他说主上帝啊。
Please help me find my son.
请你帮助我找到我的儿子。
I'm willing to give.Everything I have in order to find my son.
我准备把我所有的一切都奉献出去，只要找回我的儿子。
I look around, he's not to be found.
他牧师在寻找，还是没找到孩子。
So I talked to a security guard.
所以牧师就去找那个保安人员跟他讲。
The security guard said, "You wait here for 15 minutes."
然后，保安说你就等在这里十五分钟。
He said, "I watch a lot of crime movie."
我看了很多的犯罪的。
Every minute that is lost,
所以每分钟的你流浪费掉的话
，the probability of losing my son is greater.
你越可能丢掉你孩子的机会越大。
So I decided not to listen to the security guard.
所以牧师就自作不去听那个保安人员的话。
I said, why not you wait?
他为什么说你不？要不然你等在这个地方。
I go look.
那牧师就跑去找。
Because no one will look for my son more than I do.
因为没有任何一个人像牧师一样去寻找他的孩子。
So I walk around the shopping center.
所以牧师就在购物中心走来走去。
Suddenly a thought came to me.
突然他想到一个事情。
Toys R Us.
什么？可能是厕所。
不是 toilet. 一个玩具店叫 Toys R Us。
啊 ，sorry， 我听错了。他牧师是讲一个玩具店，那个名称叫做 Toys
R Us。Toys R Us，
我听成错了。
不要紧。And not only I had this thought, I felt the Lord told me not only it's on Toys R Us, but it's on a certain aisle in the Toys R Us shop.
他这个想法不仅说是在这个 toilet 的那个玩具店里面，并且是具体的某一个柜台某个地方。
So I went there.
所以牧师就走进去了。
Now you understand it's quite a distance from the playground to Toys R Us.
所以你要知道从玩乐的地方跟那个玩具店的话有一个比较长的距离。
I went there.
那牧师走到那里。
I was praying.
然后牧师在那边祷告。
I went to the specific aisle.
他走到这个很特别的这个地方。
I saw this precious, precious child playing with his toy.
他就看到牧师就看到这个很宝贵的孩子在那边玩玩具。
I hug him like I have never hugged him before.
他牧师就很紧紧的拥抱他，就像从来没拥抱过的。
Did I scold him?
那牧师骂他吗
？Did I?
牧师有没有骂他？你可以猜一下。
No.
那牧师没有骂这小孩。
I hug.
那牧师拥抱他。
If anything, I scold myself.
那当然以后就骂了，是吗？
Don't look at your phone when you look at children.
所以你不要看小孩的时候不要看着你的手机。
So today I want to talk to you about the heart of a father.
所以牧师今天要跟大家分享父亲的心。
So there are three parables.
在这个路加福音里面有三个比喻在这里。
We have the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son.
我们这里有迷失的羊、失落的银贝跟失散的儿子。
And the three parables all point to the same thing.
这三个比喻都指向一个中心。
They point to something or someone who is lost.
这一点就是有个人或者个东西丢失了。
But from this story, we can tell and understand the heart of our Heavenly Father.
但是从这个故事当中，这个比喻当中可以看到我们的天父对你对我们的心。所以这个架构是这样子。这个故事的内容，是在这里。要改换一下。牧师的这个麦克风需要换一下电池。我很感谢他要去找一下电池。
Testing. Thank you, brother. You're the best.
谢谢兄弟，你最好的。
So the context of this story,
这个故事的内容在这里
was that the sinners or the tax collectors they were near to Jesus.
这些众税吏跟那罪人靠近耶稣。
But there are other people that say these are the very folks Jesus should not be with them.
那其他的人说。这些罪人，耶稣不应该跟他们待在一起。
Why would a holy God, a good person, hang out with the not so good people?
为什么个圣洁的上帝、圣洁的人要跟那个不好的人混在一起？
And it's from there Jesus tells the story.
就从这个故事的背景当中，耶稣讲了这个故事。
He tells a story about the lost sheep.
他讲的故事的比喻关于迷失的羊的比喻。
And he talks about the story of the lost coin.
然后他就讲。丢失的那个银贝的故事
and this very famous story about the lost son or the prodigal son
这非常著名的关于失散的儿子的故事
but what does it mean to be lost from God's point of view
但从神的角度来看迷失是什么意思呢
are you lost
你迷失了吗
or have you been found
或者你被神找到了吗
how do we know we are lost
我们知道我们怎么知道我们失散呢
？So let's see it from God's point of view.
这要从神的角度来看。
From these three stories.
从这三个故事当中。
Now the first sign of being lost is that you are helpless.
那第一个你失散的一个症状就是你无助。
You don't know what to do.
如果你不知道要做些什么。
Just like a sheep that was lost.
就好像羊迷失掉在旷野。
Bah.
像他一样叫的。
He's the best translator ever, man.
这个翻译的还可以。
翻译的非常棒。The sheep was lost, he doesn't know what to do.
那个羊走丢掉了，他不知道要怎么做。
因为羊是一个群体动物。
那sheep is living a group of sheep that living together.
A sheep can't be left alone.
那羊不可能自己单独生活的。
So the sheep is helpless.
所以这个羊是很无助的。
And not only is helpless, it's also separated.
这个羊不仅仅是很无助，并且它跟群体分开的。
Isolated.
很孤独的。
When you are in trouble, do not separate yourself.
所以当你在有碰到困难的时候，不要把自己分别跟其他人分开，孤独的在那边。
When you are in trouble, do not isolate yourself.
当你有问题的时候，不要把自己关在那边。
And last but not least, those who are lost are very desperate.
对那些迷失上的人，他是非常的焦急的、急躁的。
We see that in the story of the prodigal son, the lost son.
我们看到那个让迷失的那个浪子的故事。
At his lowest point.
在他最低潮的时候
，He was so desperate.
他真的非常的焦虑。
He was thinking to himself.
他对他自己说
，Even if I could be my father's servant or my father's slave,
即使我成为我父亲的雇工或者是我父亲的奴隶的话
，I should be okay.
我就很好了。
Desperate,
很急促。
So those are the three things that you know if you are lost.
所以这三件事情我们看到在我们生命当中我们迷失的。
But what is God's heart or attitude for the lost?
对，但上帝对这些迷失的人他的心愿是什么呢？
Do you think God is angry?
你想上帝很愤怒吗？
Do you think God is showing a big temper?
你想上帝在那边发脾气吗？
Do you think God is just want to send a lightning to strike?
你是要想上帝要发一道闪电把你给击掉击掉什么击下吗
？What is our understanding of God, our Father？
我们怎么理解、怎么明白我们的天父上帝
？Three things from these three parables we see.
有三件事情可以从这三个比喻中我们可以看到。
Number one, God the Father is proactive in seeking the lost.
第一件就是天父上帝很积极的去寻找那些失散的人。
The key word being proactive.
最关键的就是上帝主动的去寻找。
Some of us we have this understanding of God.
有些人我们这样想，上帝是
that God is distant.
上帝离我们很远。
That God is far away.
上帝离我们很远。
That God doesn't care about us.
上帝跟我们有距离，他不管我们。
But here in these three parables, you can see that God the Father is actively and proactively seeking the lost.
但我们从这三个比喻里面可以看到，我们的天父上帝在那边积极的，并且很主动的去寻找我们每个人。
The shepherd looking for the lost sheep,
就像个牧者去寻找丢失的羊。
The woman desperately looking for the lost coin,
那个女人去寻找她丢失的。
And the father waited patiently for the son to return.
那个父亲在那边很耐心的等待浪子回头。
Do you know that God is pursuing you today?
你知道神今天在追求你吗？
Do you know that God the Father is waiting for you today?
你知道天父上帝今天在等你回来吗？
That is the heart of the Father.
那是天父上帝的心。
And secondly, God the Father is diligent in seeking the lost.
第二点就是天父上帝在那边很勤奋的去寻找迷失的人。
Do you know what is the meaning of diligent?
你知道这个勤奋是什么意思吗
？Ask all the year 12 students.
你是问那些所有的在十二年级那些读书的学生们。
Very diligently studying.
很勤奋的在那边学习。
Try not to do too much gaming.
试着不要去玩游戏。
Do you know what is the most diligent animal?
你知道最勤奋的动物是什么吗
？Joe, what do you say?
就是
ant.
他说是什么动物？他是蚂蚁。
讲得很对。
Joe is a top student. I have a feeling when I prepare my sermon, he somehow look at my sermon note.
牧师说他感觉这个，当他准备这个讲道稿的时候，周弟兄看到他的这个讲道稿。
And is very diligent.
这个埋是非常的勤奋。
They never give up.
他们从来没放弃。
No matter how much difficulty they face, they keep going.
不管他们面对什么样的困难，他们继续的向前。
But they do it together.
但他们一整个组在一起。
What you're seeing over there is what I call an ant bridge.
你们看到的是上帝。这个蚂蚁怎样的度过他们之间的一个间隔
？You can Google ant bridge。
你们可以看看这个去度量上面去寻找那个蚂蚁的桥。
Do it later, do it later。
啊，等一下，结束以后再去。
You can see all sort of pictures。
你可以看到各种各样的图画。
Some of the ant bridge，
有些蚂蚁的桥呢
，can go across lake，
可以跨过一个湖。
It is really amazing。
这很奇妙的。
Diligent,
勤奋。
God is diligently seeking after the lost.
上帝很勤奋地寻找那些失丧的人。
And last but not least, God the Father rejoices when the lost is found.
但是最后不是最后的，下次就是上帝很喜欢、很欢喜的快乐人被回来找回来的时候。
When a lost is found, when a lost person is found.
当那失丧的人、失丧的东西被找回来的时候
，The Bible says the heaven rejoices。
那圣经里面说，当失丧的人回来的时候、被找回来的时候，整个天上在那边欢喜快乐。
That is the heart of the Father。
那是天父的心。
That is the heart of the Father。
那是天父的心。
And that is the heart of the Father for you。
那就是天父对你的心事。
For you。
对你。
For you。
对你。
Don't we serve a wonderful, wonderful God?
我们侍奉一个非常奇妙、美、良善的神。
If that is the heart of our Heavenly Father,
如果那是我们天父上帝的心
，What should be the heart of His children?
那他的孩子的心应该是什么样呢
？What do you think?
你想他孩子的心应该是什么样的
？Jesus, when he was young,
耶稣当他耶稣最小的时候。
He was at Jerusalem at the temple court.
他在耶路撒冷的圣殿。
His parents actually lost him.
他的父母以为丢失掉了耶稣，把耶稣给弄丢了。
And then when they found Jesus,
当他们在圣殿找到耶稣的时候
，You know what Jesus said?
那耶稣对他们怎么说呢
？I'm here for my father's business.
我在这里关心我父亲的事情。
Every good children.Their heart is for the father's business.
所以一个好的孩子，他们的心都就关心他父亲的事情。
And for all the mothers, for mothers too.
那对母亲来说，当然也是父母也关心母子的心事。
The Bible says we are God's children.
那圣经里面说我们是神的孩子。
We are to reflect the heart of the father.
我们要反射我们天父的心。
If the heart of the father is to reach out to the lost.
如果天父的心是要去寻找迷失的人
，Should we be doing that？
我们应该这样做吗
？Should we？
我们应该这样做吗
？It's a question。
这个问题。
Now, I've been a Christian for many many years。
现在牧师成为基督徒，他已经很多年了。
我看大概有四十年了。
牧师已经成为，哦，那 Pastor become Christian is 40 years already, nearly 40 years。
I accepted the Lord around 6 to 7.
牧师接受主的时候，大概六到七岁的时候，他就接受。
So I'm going to use this short 40 years experience.
所以牧师大家要用这四十年的基督徒的经验。
I have listed many, many, many reasons why people do not reach out to the lost.
牧师可以给大家很多很多的理由，为什么不要去给别人去传福音
？Because those reasons are my reason.
因为那些原因就是牧师的原因。
I initially had 10.
最初的话，牧师有十个原因，为什么不要去传福音
？But I thought I'll be nice.
但牧师说啊，可能会好一点吧。
I'll just share with you 8.
那我只要跟大家分享八种为什么
Let's look at the time now.
现在看看时间。
I'll go through it very quickly.
那牧师很快的就把这几个原因给大家。
Are you ready for the reasons of why Christians or God's children do not do outreaching work?
你是要想知道为什么很多基督徒他不愿意去给人家传福音吗？
Here you go.
这是开始。
Number one.
第一点。
Fear of rejection.
害怕被人家拒绝。
When I share with someone.
当跟 其他人分享福音的时候
，If you reject me，
如果你拒绝了我的话
，I don't feel good，
我感觉到很不好。
Sometimes we feel rejection not just from our friends but from our family。
有时候我们感觉到这个拒绝不仅仅是我们的家庭、我们的朋友。
And sometimes we also have this thinking our faith should be private。
有时候我们在想说，我们的信仰应该是我们自己私人的事情。
We don't have to tell anyone。
我们不需要告诉其他人这个事。
We are God's 007 secret agent。
我们是神的007的双面间谍。
Don't tell anyone。
不要告诉其他我们信主的。
Now of course there are some circumstances that is true。
当然有些情况底下是这样，成为基督徒必须双面。
Especially we live in a very sensitive country。
特别是那些住在非常敏感的国家。
But you can still do it secret。
但是你还可以很秘密的在那边做基督徒。
Even secret agents still conduct missions, you know.
即使那些秘密的那些间谍的话，他也要做秘密的工作室嘛。
Or some of you think I am not dot 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 enough.
有些人可能是想，我可能啊不够各种各样的原因。
Fill in the blank yourself.
你自己在那边填空看看，你觉得你总不够。
I'm not good enough.
我不够好。
I'm not holy enough.
我不够圣洁。
I'm not knowledgeable enough.
我的知识不够。
I'm not articulate enough.
我不知道怎样的去讲话。
Fill in your own blanks.
这里有很多空格在那边，你自己填空。
Some of you are very spiritual.
有些人觉得非常的属灵。
You are very theological.
你的思想神学概念非常高。
So if God is all powerful,
你想神是非常有能力的。
He can save people without me.
他要拯救人就拯救人了，不需要我帮助的。
I sounded so spiritual when I thought about that.
我想想，我是真的很属灵的。
I even feel good about myself.
我甚至觉得自己啊，感觉很好。
I was thinking, Kenny.
啊，那牧师在讲啊 ，Kenny 啊。
You have reached a next spiritual level.
你已经提升了你的属灵的生命到了另外一个程度。
You truly understand the sovereignty of God.
你确实知道上帝的权柄。
What does the Bible say?
那圣经里面怎么说呢
？Go,
去
，and make
去使人家。
I give you a bit of tip.
我给你一点时间。
How do you say little tip?
一点点的
clue，提示，
提示，提示，
提示，
啊，谢谢提示，很好，谢谢帮助。哎，我
whenever you get confused theologically，
如果你在神学上感到一些混乱的话
，just read the Bible。
我们只要读圣经。
Look at the example of Jesus。
那我们看到这耶稣的例子
，it will solve a lot of problem。
就很多的问题，你就得到解决。
Some of you are even more spiritual.
有些人可能更属灵。
You say, if I were to bring someone to Christ,
你说如果我把一些人带到耶稣面前，
but I have no time to disciple them.
我没办法去栽培他们。
Then they will become a spiritual orphan.
那他们这个信主人就变成了属灵的孤儿。
So I better not preach the gospel.
所以我最好不要去给他们传福音。
So spiritual.
很属灵。
I once thought about that too.
那牧师有时候也是这样想的。
Then the Lord brought me to the story of Jesus.
那牧师，上帝就让牧师知道耶稣的故事。
Do you know there are stories whereby Jesus will talk to this woman in the well?
你知道？ On the well? 你知道记得这个故事，耶稣在井旁跟一个撒玛利亚女人谈话吗
？And after she is saved,
那个女人。被救以后，得救以后呢
？Did Jesus do follow up？
那耶稣在那边做跟进的工作吗
？Did Jesus follow her all the way to the village？
那耶稣跟着这个女人一起走到她的圈子里面去吗
？I'm not saying follow up is not important。
牧师不是讲说跟进的工作不是不重要。
I'm just saying don't use that as an excuse not to reach out。
那牧师只是说不需要用这个理由来。拒绝去传福音。
However, there are some that say that I don't feel that I'm equipped enough.
那有些人可能是说，哦，我觉得我的装备不够。
You know what? You are right.
你说啊，你的说话是对的。
And when you don't feel you're equipped,
如果你觉得装备不够的话，
that is when you are most ready.
那就是说明你就已经准备好。
I'll give you another tip when it comes to serving God.
牧师要再给大家另外一个提示，当来服侍神的时候。
Every time when I do the work of God,
每次当我们侍奉神的时候，
it doesn't matter whether it's preaching.
那不管是讲道
，leading a small group，
或者带领一个小组
，sharing the good news of Jesus，
跟大家分享耶稣的好消息。
Personally, I always don't feel equipped.
啊，从个人的感觉上说，牧师总是觉得他的装备不够。
I never feel I'm ready.
那牧师从来没觉得他准备好了。
But it's during those times.
但就在这段时间呢
？I say, Jesus, would you teach me?
那牧师就说。耶稣啊，请你教导我。
I will start calling different people and ask.
牧师就开始在电话上去打电话找不同的人。
I call Pastor Ken.
那牧师就打电话给 Ken 牧师。
Can you help me?
请你帮助我。
I call different pastors and say, Can you teach me?
他牧师就再打电话给其他的牧师啊，请你来帮助我。
Proactive.
就很积极的、主动的去。
And most people, I would say.
但大多数的人牧师所接触到的
You think that I'm too busy
他们会说、啊、我太忙了吗
Or some might even say Why should I
那或者有的牧师说为什么我要帮助你
I want to tell you a quick story
那牧师要讲个很快的故事
The story of Jonah
那一个约拿的故事
The story of Jonah is a beautiful story
约拿的故事是个非常美好的故事
Jonah is actually quite cute. I'll explain later.
我们可以看看到，约拿是个非常可爱的领袖。
Now Jonah is a prophet of God.
约拿是上帝的先知。
God called Jonah to preach the good news to the people in Nineveh.
那上帝呼召约拿去给尼尼外的人去讲福音。
Now Nineveh is actually the capital of the Assyrians.
那尼尼微城是。亚述人的一个首都。
Now Jonah didn't want to preach the gospel.
那约拿呢？他不要去尼尼微城去传福音。
The reason is very simple.
那原因是非常的简单。
It's because the people of Israel and the people of Assyrians they are lifetime enemy.
因为呢，亚述人跟以色列人是世世代代的仇敌。
So when God asked Jonah to preach good news to the enemy, Jonah said.Not this time, not me.
所以当上帝呼召约拿去给以色列人的敌人去传福音的时候，约拿说：“哦，我不要去。”
Now, cut a long story short.
那把故事简短。
Through some incidents, Jonah ended up going to Nineveh.
就通过一系列的事件，约拿在尼尼微城出现了。
He shared the good news of Jesus.
他在那边分享上帝的好消息。
The whole city got saved.
那整个的城市得到拯救。
And we're going to read the reaction of Jonah here.
那我们在这里看到约拿的反应是什么
？This is the last chapter.
这是约拿书的最后一章。
Jonah was so angry.
约拿非常的生气。
Why? Because they got saved.
为什么？因为那些。那个尼尼微城的人得到拯救。
The enemy of the people of Israel got saved.
因为以色列的敌人得到了拯救。
And then this is where the story says.
所以这里故事的最后结尾在这里。
Because when Jonah was very upset,
因为当约拿非常生气的时候
，God provided a plant for him.
上帝为约拿准备了一棵蓖麻树来遮给他遮阴。
But God also took away the plant.
那上帝也让这个蓖麻树死掉。
And that's the time Jonah was even more upset.
所以在这个时候，约拿就更加的气愤。
So God said to Jonah.
所以神对约拿说
，Why are you upset with the plant?
你因为这棵蓖麻树发怒，为什么呢
？And this is where Jonah is so cute.
所以这个约拿是非常的可爱，他这样说。
He said, "I am so angry enough to die."
所以这约拿就说：“我真的非常的生气，我气愤到有理由的去死掉。”
Any of you have said that before?
有谁是这样说？我真的有道理，所以我宁愿死掉。
I am so angry enough to die.
我真的非常的气愤，这个气愤的足够我要去死。
And that's Jonah to God.
这个约拿对上帝是这样说。
And the Lord said, "You pitied the plant for which you did not labor, nor did you make it grow."
这耶和华说，这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你栽培的。
Why? What's up?
为什么你这么爱惜呢？
And then God revealed His heart.
然后上帝就彰显他的心思。
Should not I pity Nineveh?
我岂不应该爱惜这些尼尼微城的城的人吗？
120,000 people.
那里面有12万人在那边。
God even cares about the cattle.
上帝甚至珍惜那些牲畜。
See, that is the heart of the Father.
这是我们天父的心。
Jesus Christ is God the Father's ultimate and fullest expression of love to the lost.
耶稣基督是上帝最人的，对世上的人最完美的、最完成的爱的表达。
I pray that all of us will have the same heart for the lost.
我祷告我们每个人对这个世上的人都有同样的心。
I'm going to show you some quick statistic.
我跟大家分享一些快速的分享一些数据。
I'm going to come to a close very soon.
我们就很快的就要结束了。
In the city of Casey.
在凯西, 这个市的区域,
according to the year 2021 statistic.
2021年的这个数据, I mean,
you can QR code if you want.
如果你需要的话你可以, 扫描这个号码。
There are 365,000 people, half male and female. Female just slightly more.
所以可能就 50%到50%是男人跟女人分开的。
Now in terms of religious affiliation,
就关于到宗教的 方面呢?
Now interesting, in the city of KC, the median age is around 34.
我们很有兴趣的是, 在凯西这个中年人的年纪大概有 34%。
Now Christianity is around 41%, which includes Roman Catholics and
就包括各样各种各样的就关于大概基督的有基督信仰的有 41.3%。
Those that do not believe in anything around 28%。
可能有28%的人就没有宗教信仰的。
The next is Islam, then Hinduism, then there and some more stated.
我们可以看到，印度教还有一些没有各种其他宗教的人。
Now in terms of country of birth,
对，看到他们从出生的地来看的话，
around half of the city of KC,
有超过一半的人，
born in Australia,
是在澳大利亚出生的。
Many of you born in Australia, especially the second generation.
我们许多人在这里出生的，特别是第二代的移民。
Second is India.
那第二个最大人口来源地是印度。
Third is Sri Lanka.
第三位就是斯里兰卡。
I hope to see more Indian and Sri Lankan in our church.
我希望更多的印度跟斯里兰卡的。
Now, Jody is interesting. The fourth one is Afghanistan.
那 各有兴趣的阿富汗出生的人有4%。
Last week we had someone, an Afghan woman, walk into our church here.
上个星期好像有个阿富汗的女人到我们这边来。
China 1.5%.
中国只有1.1%的人能够出生。
1.5%.
1.5%. 1.5%的人是中国大陆出生的。
I pray that by the grace of God,
我祷告用神的恩典,
that in the city of Casey,
在凯西这个地方,
by the year 2033, 2033年,
就, in the year 20, okay, 你已经放好了,
by the year 2033,
就 2023年,
everyone will have an opportunity to hear the gospel of Christ at least once.
每个人都有机会听到福音的, 传讲福音至少听到过一次的福音。
Now there is a global movement called Finishing the Task 2033, FTT 2033.
这里有一个全球的印度在说在2033年就完成这个基督教的传教运动，宣教运动。宣教运动，对。
And that is that every person will at least have a chance to hear the good news of Jesus.
就那这个运动的目的就是 至少每个人都有机会听到过一次的福音。
Because those of us who have found Christ,
因为那些人需要找到耶稣,
we've experienced the love of God,
我们经历了神的爱。
So my question for you today is, who are the people around you that have not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ?
所以我今天给大家的问题是, 在我们的周围有谁没有听到过福音呢？
For it is the love of Christ that compels us to share the good news of Jesus.
是因为上帝的爱激励我们去传扬福音。
Many weeks ago, each of you are given a bag of seeds.
几个星期前，每个人都收到一袋的种子。
How many of you have planted?
有多少人把种子种下去了？
Very good. The rest don't waste the seed.
其他的人就不要把这种子浪费掉了。
Now normally when I plant,
那通常牧师开始种的时候呢？
All my seeds will grow.
那种子都一般都会长的。
But this time round,
那这一次呢？
Only one.
只有一颗种子长出苗来。
So I ask God, why?
所以牧师就在那边问上帝，为什么只有一颗长出来？
A bit embarrassing.
有些不好意思了。
Then the Lord, I felt the Lord speak this to me.
他觉得神对牧师这样讲。
Sometimes when we sow seeds,
有时候我们种了播了很多的种子下去，
not every seed will grow.
并不是每颗种子都会长出来。
Should we stop sowing seeds?
我们要停止播种吗？
Sometimes when we share the gospel of Jesus,
有时候我们跟大家分享耶稣基督的福音，
not everybody wants to listen.
并不是每个人都会听我们分享。
Should we stop proclaiming the gospel?
我们需要停止下来，停止宣扬福音吗？
So in closing,
所以在结束的时候，
what should I do?
我要做些什么？
What should you do?
你要做些什么？
The first,
那第一点，
Let us all pray for a heart like God the Father towards the lost.
让我们祷告，让我们的心有像天父上帝的心一样对待那些失丧的人。
This message is meant to encourage us and inspire us.
这个信息是要鼓励大家，并且激励大家。
It's for us to draw near to the very heart of God.
让我们接近、靠近上帝的心。
This message is not to make you feel guilty.
这个信息并不是让你感到有负疚感，
make you feel down，
让你觉得哦很失望。
No, that is not the heart of God.
那不是上帝的心意。
The heart of God is to inspire us, to motivate us, and for us to really know His heart.
那上帝的心是要鼓励我们、激励我们、给我们动力去明白神的心意。
And secondly,
第二点
is that we take intentional steps to reach out to others.
我们要有计划的、很有意识的去、有步骤的去接触到其他的人。
What does it mean by intentional steps?
那是什么？有意识的步骤是什么意思呢？
I want to tell you my own experience.
那牧师要讲他自己的故事了。
Everywhere I go,
不管牧师去到什么地方，
I constantly go to the same place.
那牧师经常走到一个同样的地方。
The lady who cut my hair,
一个地方那个女人要给牧师剪头发的。
She always cut my hair very short.
牧师帮那个理发师帮牧师剪头发剪得很短的。
But she knows I'm a pastor.
但是那牧师也知道，那个理发师也知道他是个牧师。
When she cut my hair,
当那个理发师在剪头发的时候
，I talk to her about Jesus.
那牧师就跟他讲耶稣。
My neighbor,
那牧师的邻居。
Sometimes when I go out,
有时候牧师走出去见到邻居。
We will greet one another,
他跟邻居问候。
Very soon, sometimes I also talk to them about Jesus.
很快有时候那牧师就跟他讲关耶稣的事情。
We are still good neighbors.
我们同样的还是好邻居。
Meaning to say, everywhere you go, wherever you go,
但意味就是说，不管你去哪里，去到什么地方
，bring the good news of Jesus with you,
把耶稣的好消息跟着你带出去。
I have a list with me.
那牧师有一张表格。
There are people that do not know the Lord that God put in my heart.
那些人是那些人还不知道耶稣的那些人的名字在牧师的心里。
My wife and I we constantly pray for the same few names.
牧师跟他的太太。经常的为这些人祷告。
There's one couple.
那有一对夫妻。
We pray for them for 15 years, 20 years. 20 years.
牧师跟着他太太一起为一对夫妻祷告了20年。
It was last month or 2 months ago. they accepted Christ.
就可能两个月前，这对夫妻才接受了耶稣。
That's right. During the 中秋节 the Mooncake Festival, I was preaching.
就是在中秋节，牧师在那边讲道的时候，那对夫妻接受了主。
We keep sowing the seed.
我们继续的播种。
Would you keep sowing the? Will you keep sowing the seed?
我们继续的播种。
Amen, church.
Amen.
Let us all stand.
让大家一起起来。